engage with your community every day.
The Be About It Show, Planet FM. Happy, happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. We are live and we are back on the Be About It Show. Wow. I hope you're excited for our next guest because we've got Mari Unuka here in the studio sharing more about the reset with Marie. She has got a beautiful bio. Like when I was reading this, I was like, when you catch a vibe and like a sisterly vibe with someone in the community and you're just like, wow, that woman is inspiring. That's the vibe that I got with our sister here. And I'm just super inspired by her page, her aura, her vibe, her sisterly support that she has with the community. And you know what? That's all you need. This is what the Be About It Show is about. It's about who is being about it in the community. And Mari, sister, it's you this week. This is all about you. And I wanted you to come on, you know, speak about what you're doing, your mahi, your community, just your page and how you're just kind of like living for you. You're living for you, girl. And I like every time I click on, you just click on her stories. If you want inspiration, boom, you jump on the Instagram page and type in Reset with Mari. But sister, I'm going to pass the mic over to you so you can just introduce your beautiful self, where you're from, what beautiful island you represent, and how is your day going? Hi, Queen.
Kia ora anō, everyone. My name is Mari. I'm from the Cook Islands. I was born and raised in Rarotonga, but I've been living here in Auckland, New Zealand for about, I think, 15 to 16 years.
Ooh, stunning.
So, yeah, what do you want?
I love it. I love it. I love it. Sister, you know, when I was reading your bio, it's had a little bit, actually a lot to say about who you are as a person. And how was it like for you to create this stunning Instagram page and the title itself, Reset with Mari? And, you know, when I hear the word reset, it's kind of like, wow, she's kind of like done her life or she's doing what she's doing, but she's got Reset with Mari. Like, talk us through that.
So I started this whole reset with Mari when I went back to the gym. You know, I was trying to figure out who I was,
yes,
and who I wanted to become. And so I think getting back into looking after my body, looking after my mental health, this was allowing me to, to build this channel, build this, I don't know, this page that I was trying to create and just showing up for myself and hoping that I could inspire other people out there. And I was able to meet other amazing women and friends and our coach, DC,
yo,
who has opened up a community for me to, like, you know, be a part of. So
yes,
that was something special. And that's kind of the seed of where it all started. It all began, yeah.
Love my sis. Hey, you know, for you growing up, what were some of the values that you grew up around, kind of like loving yourself, being empowered to be you? Because, Mari, like, you really carry yourself with confidence. Like, I know you're probably like, hey, what are you on about? But I just love how you just do it and, like, you go for it. And how was that like growing up? Like, where did you stem your confidence from?
Actually, the confidence came later on in life. So when I was younger, I was so shy. Like, you couldn't get me up on stage or unless I was with someone else.
Yes.
So I think just like recently, over the past 4 to 5 years, I've been working on doing a lot of inner work. So I've been learning about myself, learning about the things that I struggled with,
yes,
and knowing that I could do better. So I, you know, over time, it just, my confidence just built from that. And then, like I said, going back to looking after my body, my mental health, doing all of that, that's helped me to build my confidence.
Gems, she's dropping gems today. I love it, my sis. You know, you talk about internal work and you talk about, you know, the doing the mahi, the work. I'm a big advocate around health and well-being. Like, it's a big thing that I like to prioritize, especially with what we do in the community as well. And what's your take on that, sis? How did you, because there's listeners that are out there, even for our viewers that are out there, that trying, it's a bit hard trying to find what you do best or kind of tap into what you're passionate about. And how was it like for yourself, sis, trying to, you know, get into things that you are passionate about or do what you love? Because it's so easy to say,
yeah,
but so, sometimes
it's hard to do.
Yeah.
But I think life will teach you all of that, and it just unfolds naturally.
Mm.
So, like, all the struggles that I've gone through, that has helped me to build the person that I am right now.
Right.
And, like, everything that I'm trying to work towards, it's just, I don't know.
It's like, whoa, yeah. Boom. Yeah. And, you know, for you, being obviously you, sis, like, what are some of the things that you kind of aspire to be or do? Because sometimes I think as women we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Like, I see it every day. It's like everyone's trying to just be 100, like 100%. You gotta look your best, you gotta be a good mom, you gotta be a good cousin, you gotta be a good sister, you gotta be. But when I click on your content, it's like it's just you doing you.
And it takes a lot of courage to get to that point, but I think at this day and age, in my late 30s, like, I want to do more, and I want to be more, and I want to be a better person. So I think I'm still not perfect, you know, I'm not the version that I want to be.
Right.
But just going through these steps and just working through all the things that I've struggled with, it's just helping me to come out more and just do me, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. It is about doing you. And through your challenges, sis, you know, how did you get through it? Because I think people like to dance it out. They like to party it out. They like to go through a mental breakdown, or, like, you know, they all have their different journeys. How was it like for you, sis? Like, just to kind of, like, okay, people like to journal. Like, there's different ways of kind of, like, healing or kind of finding you. And I just always get inspired by how women they find their way, because it inspires others to be, oh my gosh, okay girl, I'm gonna try that, you know. It's like we tap into different ways of finding you. And how was it like for yourself, sis?
I think for me, journaling is one of the things that I like to do to help declutter, mentally declutter, and doing a bit of meditation and yoga. Like, these are some things that I never used to do when I was younger. I'd be like, what is that? Journaling? No, I don't do that. But yeah, now I'm just like, journaling.
Yeah.
Like, well, so cool. Like, billions of notebooks at home. And I just tell my partner, I was like, I'm going to go and journal because, you know, you need to focus. But yeah, that and working out, doing my exercises, that just helps me just switch off and just focus on what my body needs, which is, you know, feeling good about myself.
Yes.
Just releasing or letting all that energy go and just, you know, trying to work on what I can do for tomorrow, or just being in the now. So
being in the now. You know what? I love that quote. I love that. I'm such a quote taker, sis.
Okay.
I will say 5 million quotes on my phone, because it's kind of like my way of affirming, like, you got this type of vibe.
Yeah.
And I love how you're kind of like, be about, like, you know, being about it for you. It's like, live it for today.
Yeah.
And, you know, with women, and I always say this as well, I love having conversations with our wahine, sis. It's like, we're so easy to kind of like find the downfalls of what we do.
Yeah.
And we should really tap into how great we can be.
Yeah.
And what's your take on verbal, like, you know, the words that you speak on the daily?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your take, sis, on really speaking positive about yourself? Are you kind of like a person that likes to affirm, or, you know, the words that you say has an impact on what you do? What's your take on that?
Actually, yeah, I'm a big believer of, like, whatever you speak into existence, it will create your reality. So I try to be mindful and be careful of what I say, because I know it'll turn back.
Right.
It'll come back to me. So I try to be positive as much as I can, even though I get like, ah! Everyone's human.
Yeah.
I'm a human being, so, I'm not perfect, so I try to do my best. Yeah.
Perfect, sis. I love that. You are not perfect. And for the listeners that are out there that's tuning in right now on 104.6, we are here with our stunning Mari Unuka, speaking more about her health journey. It's all about the Be About It show. And I want to get into the fun parts of your journey now, sis. Like, you know how there's a bloopers part on... on videos. And what's been the fun highlighting parts of your journey, sis, of getting into your house and well-being and just taking you?
I don't I don't know, just hitting the record button. Just being me. Like, if I make little mistakes here and there, I'll just laugh it off. And it's always the best feeling, like, when you watch back what you're doing.
Yes.
You get to see all the things, like, oh, is that what I do?
Yes. Like,
but, yeah, I don't know if I answered your question, but...
You did, sis. Sorry. You did. And, you know, because a lot of our women and in our community, it's quite hard to take photos, take videos, and like be uncomfortable. You know, it's uncomfortable trying to like take videos of yourself because you're just like, oh my gosh, people are gonna look at me in the gym. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm looking in the mirror. Yeah. Wow, they're gonna think, oh, she thinks she's all there, or like, what is she trying to do? Attention, you know, all these things. But how do you stay consistent to be like, you know what? I'm going to take this video and I'm going to be proud of that video.
I just hit the record button, but then I also make sure that I'm respecting everyone else around me because
right.
I know that it's, you know, privacy and all that. I just do what I do, you know, and it's taken me different, you know, I had to do these reps over time.
Right.
And it's kind of compounded to me just putting the camera down and then hitting record. And if I need to talk and do like a talking head, I'll go over it over and over again. So it's like doing like, you know, crunches or bicep curls or whatever. If you want to build that muscle, you need to do the reps and do it every single day if you have to. So practice.
Yes, progress.
Yeah.
I love that. And sis, you know, speak to us about the gym because you're doing different types of activities. Mm. What is it like really getting into that gym scene and like choosing you? Because everyone has like a different vibe of what they're doing with health and well-being. But what's your vibe around the gym and how do you stay consistent and real disciplined?
Okay, so... I'm not one to be consistent, but I have been trying to work on my routine this year.
Yes.
So I think it's just me working on three core pillars or core values of my life that I've tried to create for myself this year.
Yes.
So there are three things that I'm really trying to double down on. So my body, our home, and creativity. So if I can work on my body, you know, going to the gym, getting my workouts done, eating a healthier meal, working on my mindset, mental health, whatever, then everything else will follow. So making sure that our home is decluttered. We just did a decluttering like last month.
Loves it.
So just decluttering, making sure that our place is all organized, clean and tidy. This will allow me to then go into my creative side.
Right.
So if my body core value isn't right, everything else will fail. So it's something that I've just learned this year. So I'm just trying to take it slow
at
my own pace and just doing what I can. And I'm hoping that whatever I share out loud on my Reset with Mighty page, that it inspires other people who are also wanting to start in their late 30s, you know. So I'm doing that reset to rediscover who I am.
Yes, yeah. And I love that you're so vulnerable and open about that, Mighty. Like, it's so beautiful and refreshing because... Yeah. In this generation of, like, an age, I see it all the time. It's like things are so, like, scripted.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say this because it's going to be good for social media. Yeah. Or I'm going to edit this video because it's going to be good to get, you know, heaps of people to know I'm that. But it's, like, so refreshing when you're doing content just to fill your soul up, like, for you. Mighty, how was it like, you know, going into your 20s or going into your teens and like you look back at those years and you're just like, what's something that you would say to yourself 10 years ago that you're just like, wow, you're doing that like right now, sis?
Wow. That was a great question. It actually made me a little bit emotional.
Aww.
Because I can look back and see how far I've come. Like, I struggled with a lot of things back in my days, and because I was brought up in a family that was loving, but we were also separated when we were younger, so my siblings in that, so that kind of affected who I was. So, it's been a really long, tough journey, and I'm just proud of where I'm at right now. And I wish I could turn back around and say to the version that I was, you know, when I was like 16, to just hang in there, keep going, keep your head up. And just push through all the negative noise. Just focus on yourself and work on you. Because when at the end of the day, you've only got yourself to, like, prove that you can do this. You can, you know, you're the only one that can get you to the next stage. So yeah,
this is what I mean, sis. You know, this is what I'm talking about, fam. It's it's getting everyday community people vibes, because that's where we get the juice from, sis. That's where we inspire and empower everyone. And you've got such an inspiring story. Like, I just can tell. It's the aura for me, you know. It's the aura for me, and it's the actions of how women connect with others. Like, you can't put a filter on that. You can't filter that. And I just love that it's I just can't wait to see where God takes you even more, my sis. Yeah. It's just like, this is just, you know, you can start at any age. That's the inspiration that I get, sis. It's like, you can be 50, you can be 70, and you can reset, with your vibes at any age. Yeah. And what's your take on that, sis? Because with the title, it gets me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always on social media. You know, everyone says, oh, you're a social media freak. I am a social media freak, like, because there's a lot of inspiration on there, and you're just like, wow, you know. But for me, it's your title, sis. It's like Reset with Mari. Like, you know, it's sometimes people want the fanciest name, or like, I got to make this eye-catching so everyone can be like, yes. Look. Yeah. But with that, I can relate to that, because sometimes we go through so much and it's okay to just like reset, put a pause on it, and then come back again and like be you, be free, be beautiful.
Yeah.
And talk us through that, like with that title, because it's so like timeless.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want with it.
Reset with Mari. So, because I've been on this journey of like trying to rediscover who I am, what I like, what I don't like, what, you know, what gets to come with me in this now and the near future. Reset with Mari was created, and it's a reminder for me that I can start again no matter what age I'm at, or, you know, no matter how many times I've tried to do other things, tried to build a business, tried to create, you know, different Instagram channels, you know, trying to do all of this. It's just, it doesn't matter if you failed. Doesn't matter, get up and do it again.
Yes.
You know, there's no one's going to do anything for you. You have to just keep going, you know. And reset is all about that, just rediscovering who you are.
I love that. Mari, what's coming up for 2026 this year? We just started. We're in February, y'all. We're in February, but what's coming up, sis? And what are you looking forward to in the year of 2026 with some of your goals, your ambition, your drive? Like, you're so innovative. And what's coming up, sis?
Honestly, I'm trying to build a YouTube channel and like a podcast. I really want to do a podcast so I can talk about the whole reset with Mari and just helping to inspire other women out there who are also in their late 30s or 40s and beyond, and who are also struggling with the same things that I struggle with. And I just hope that I can build a community of like-minded people to just get on board. Don't be scared. I know it's hard to just get yourself out there. But it's honestly, it's rewarding once you've gone through that stage. I know you've got to go through a phase first, got to cringe, got to
do the ocean.
Yeah, you got to go through all of these up and downs. But you'll come out in the end stronger, and you'll thank yourself for doing all the things that scare you the most, like this. So
and that's the vibe that I get from you, Mari. It's like, it's scaring you, but you're just like, you got to do it for you, and like, that is hot. Like, that for me is hot. Because I can see, I'm just like, damn, this girl is at it.
Yeah.
And it's just what we need for our young girls, this generation, the community. And it's just like, we don't need this influence stuff that is great, you know. But we just need everyday community that's just like, this is what you got to do. Like, you just got to get out of your uncomfortable spot.
Yep.
And it's hard to do because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And what's your advice on that, sis? Like, being being comfortable with the uncomfortable. What's your take on that? Like, got a little bit of advice for a lot of our community out there?
You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's the only place that will help you to grow. So being uncomfortable will get you somewhere. If you're stuck in somewhere where it's, you know, you're comfortable, you're doing the same routine, you won't grow from that. That's from me speaking from experience.
Yes, queen.
So again, you got to do the hard things. You got to do the things that scare you the most. And everyone, I've listened to podcasts and a lot of people that inspire me, but they say the same thing as well. If you want to grow, you need to do the uncomfortable things in life. So, yeah, I'm trying to do that. Even though I look like I'm afraid of doing it, I just say to myself, no, I can do it.
Yes.
And just get in there.
get in there. And, you know, being a Pacific woman, we carry so much value, culture, but also we have restrictions ourselves that we've been brought up on because it's just a cultural thing. How did you find your way through that, sis? Because cookies, let alone Pacific...
We have that demographic where it's quite hard to come out because it's just, we've been brought up with it. You got to be humble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sit in your place and just sit there. But how did you fine tune your way through that, my sis?
I think life kind of took me on a journey. And I think going through a lot of hardships when I was younger, that kind of helped me to just navigate my life, even though it was messy, even though it was chaotic, even though it was hard. I kind of just like dug my way out of this.
And yes. Like,
for my upbringing, like we were taught to, you know, keep your mouth quiet, don't say anything, don't speak back. Your voice didn't matter. So these were some values that weren't instilled in us when we were younger. So I think us wanting to use our voice is not something that we were taught back at home. So, which is sad because I know that everyone has something to share. Everyone has something that they want to give as well. So this is me learning from all the things that I've gone through, removing all the masks that I've had to like hold up for how many years now, 38 years. Now I'm just starting to just slowly strip away all the masks and just reveal the me, Mari.
Mari, I'm super inspired by you. Like every time a guest comes in, there's always something I'm learning, and the vulnerability you carry, and just like the crown, just the crown. Like you really know who you are, Mari. Like, and it's an inspiration to those that are out there as well. If you're tuning in, do it. If you're thinking and you're sitting in the car right now, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go for that. I'm gonna take that on. And with you, Mari, as well, I see you're not just doing the gym. You're trying different other activities that are outside of your norm.
Yes.
And what's your take on that? You know, trying something that is not really the norm for you. And, you know, how has that been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. And it's just like meeting other women as well. It's just helped me to feel confident in myself, to feel empowered. So there's calisthenics that I've just recently joined with our coach DC. So that's been a lot of fun as well. That's something that I've never heard about or did until I met our coach. So just doing that, getting out into the community, meeting a lot of like-minded people, and also joining Hula Fit as well. That's been helping me to feel more confident in myself as well. You have no idea how much you inspire us. Like, girl, you're so inspiring. Your energy, your vibe, just you being you is
being
like
silly.
If I had like 0.001% of you, I would be so much, you know, confident right now, like so much happier. So your vibes, girl.
Sissy, you're a vibe. Like, that's the thing. Confidence comes in so many ways, and Mari, you are carrying it like a like, you know, I'll be playing my beats and I'm just like, oh, these sisters are here, and it's just like, it's contagious, you know, and it just, we're connecting each other and other sisters out there to really build this unity of woman empowerment. And that's what it's about today, Fano. For those that are tuning in as well, you can jump on Instagram. Sis, are we on Facebook or just Instagram? Are we on TikTok?
Instagram. YouTube coming up soon, I hope.
Yes, YouTube is coming up. A Reset with Mari. You can check that out on Instagram. We're going to share it more on our socials via the Be About It Show, Facebook and Instagram. And click support and just be about it. This sister is here for the whole year. So if you need some inspiration, click on this page and go for it. Just before we wrap up for today, my sis, I'm going to leave the mic with you. Just if you have any acknowledgement, advice, any thanks to any of your family members, parents, or anyone that's been in your life that has really inspired you to be you, and just giving you the opportunity just to
thank anyone?
I'm just going to try and keep it short and sweet because I will probably go on and on. But I just want to say to you people, women out there, don't be afraid to be yourself. Just get out there. If you want to start something, go and try something. Even if it's just taking baby steps, just do it. You'll thank yourself later. Trust me. Just get out there. Don't be afraid.
Get out there. Do it. Be you. Be free. And you know what? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think there's more inspiration that you can come with. And this is what we're going to be doing as well. Mari is going to come back on air. Probably give it a, should we say, next month, sis.
Sure, why not?
She's going to come next month and she's going to give us an update. And this is what I love, because our ladies need it. We got to be about it. And you know what? I want that in our ears, in our mindset every day when you wake up. You're wanting to be about it. So, you know, even if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're being about it, you know. And I just feel like sometimes we go to a session, we're kind of like, oh, you know what? We're just going to be like one vibe. And then we're just kind of like, the next day, oh, back to being a mom. You know? And that's us. Sometimes we're like, oh, back to being a sister, or oh, back to work. Jeez. Like, what is this about? But I just really want our ladies and even our guys, our men, our youth out there, like, you don't need to turn the switch off. And I'm a quote taker. And so some of the quotes that I've been absorbing with your kōrero is, go for it. Be uncomfortable. It's for you, in order for you to grow. And I really like this one, Marty, that you said, is you can start at any age to reset and go for it. And I feel like we take that lightly, man. Like, I just think sometimes we take life lightly. Like, it's just like, yeah, whatevs, my well-being, yep, doing this, yeah. But it's those little things, eh, Marty? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the, oh, we didn't even talk about food as well, sis. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, it's one of those things where, like, if you're in it, you really just got to really zone into what you love. And I don't like to take what I say on air lightly, because I know there's always someone out there, mm-hmm. from a video, a story, kōrero. Be kind. Be like, you know, show love. Show some mahi that's out there for you as well. And if you are on Instagram, I'm going to keep saying it again. See it, see it, see it, see it. Go through and just like show some love for our sister Marty. And for those that are tuning in right now, our sister Mema, also to the community that's tuning in right now, we've got the podcast that's coming in later tonight on the Be About It show, so you can listen to this audio and bomb out to some inspiration. I'm also on Instagram as well. So it is 12:33 p.m. Coming up next, we've got the Miss Pacific Islands. Dang. Yeah. Miss Pacific Islands. You know, I think that was a vibe as well, but I'm going to be chatting more about that. Miss Fiji's traditional wear. Well, I'm still trying to wake up from Miss Pacific Islands, because there's been seven nations have been, I think it was seven or eight nations been hitting me left, right and center. But that's coming up after this interview. And I also want to say as well, be you, be beautiful, be great. So I'm going to keep saying that once it's driven in your head, and you're going to get sick of me saying that, because it's like, if you're hanging around this platform and this show, I want you to get brainwashed with greatness. Just like Marty, you know, if you're going to be around us, you're going to be brainwashed to know that you are great, you're beautiful, you're amazing. And, you know, we got to spread love. We got to spread love, everyone. But we also got to spread light and joy and inspiration out there. So if I've got this time on air, I want to make sure that you out there that's listening, you are stunning, you're beautiful, you can get it. You can vibe, and you know what? Wear what you want. If you got that, that's another thing. You got that dress or that skirt that's hidden in your closet, I want you, stop waiting for that birthday or that 21st. Go get that dress right now. Put that dress on and make sure you floss it out for the day, even if it's raining. Because you know what? You can look good in the mall as well. You can look good in the mall. You can look good in the house. You can look good anywhere. You can blast that music. But I want you all to know to have a beautiful day. And that's us. It's the Be About It show. Kakite!